Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast. We roll into episode 153. I am the host of the show, joined alongside my co-host each and every week, Blake Friars. Welcome to the show, Blake.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be getting back on our one episode a week. And
Lots to talk about.
Yeah, we had a little test of the live show last week. Hopefully that went good. I think I've had a couple of people reach out and said that they watched it on Facebook, so that was good.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I mean, it's just like we said, it's just added, man. It's just an added thing we're doing, and hopefully it goes well. It's fun. Makes it a little bit more entertaining. Blue Jays, tell me about your Blue Jays, Blake. What the hell?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Come on. You know, it was a freaking series. Who did they play right before the Twins win?
The Yankees.
No, we know. You had one. Who was your series before that? And your ace went out and lost.
Tampa.
Yeah, that was a game I was like, oh, that doesn't look good.
No, we're not talking about it. Sucks. Missed the playoffs by a game.
You're used to it, though. Your Blue Jays haven't been good, and your Canucks haven't been good. You're used to this, Blake. Come on, buddy.
Yeah, but, I mean, if your team wins 91 games, they should be in the postseason. That's just me, but.
The
playoff format is a little broken, in my opinion.
Baseball's a little broken, Blake.
Their fate was definitely in their own hands. They held the cards. They split against the Twins. And ended up costing them the chance of the playoffs. You can look back at a lot of games. They lost a few games to the Detroit Tigers. They lost to the Orioles six times.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can
It's hard to go back and look at all the games and say, oh, well, I mean, I always say, like, pennants can't be won in April, but they can be lost. I mean, you lose games early in the season, and you might not think it means anything. Oh, it's only April, but, I mean, if you have a bad April and you miss the playoffs by one day, you're going to look back and say, oh, fuck, we had a better April, we would have made the playoffs.
Yeah, no, you're totally right.
It is what it is, but, I mean, they got a lot of interesting free agents this year, Simeon and Ray and Dickerson and Steven Matz. I hope they bring back a lot of their guys and run it back next year because they got a good young core.
All right, enough about baseball. Junior hockey, right. I went to a really, really good – I know, I brought it up, but went to a good junior hockey game on Saturday night. I know you called a couple of really good games this weekend, and how's it going out in Seminole?
Yeah, no, it's been good. We just wrapped up our preseason. We finished 3-3. We got swept in a home-and-home against the Penticton Vs. Lost 6-4 in a back-and-forth affair. It was 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 3-3, 4-3, 4-4, and then we lost 6-4. A crazy game. And then just on Saturday, they scored 4 goals in the second period, and that was the difference for us, 5-2. So, got a good young team, got a good mix of veterans. Excited to get the regular season started in Merritt this Saturday coming up. And, just excited to get the regular season going.
Yeah, it's fun when junior hockey gets up and rolling again. You know, Blake, you got Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched...
What, the Leafs All or Nothing?
Yeah, I just do quickly. I don't want to spend a ton of time on it, but
I've only seen 2 episodes. Yeah. I haven't watched the full 5 episodes.
That's exactly where I'm at. I'm 2 episodes in. I kind of like it.
So, I saw a joke on Twitter today. I don't know if this is a troll or if this is real. It was like Amazon is suing the Leafs because they were promised 8 episodes, but the Leafs choked in the first round, so they didn't get the extra 3. I don't know if that was a joke or not, but that was pretty damn funny.
That is funny. You know who I really like in the show is Jack Campbell. I really like him.
Yeah, he's a popular character. I mean, everybody likes him. What did you think of the narrator? What is his name? Arnett?
Will Arn... I don't know. I'm not an actor guy.
He's a diehard Leaf fan. He's a little biased, but I like his voice.
Well, you got to be biased. You're doing a show about that team. I mean,
Amazon All or Nothing usually do soccer and football and college football and NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time they've done it, NHL. It's very similar to the Road to the Winter Classic, but
it's better.
I actually think this is better.
I do, too. I like it. I don't know.
It's really, really well put together. And I'm only two episodes in. So, hey, so guess what comes out October 15th?
Oh, I know. You know, and it pisses me off. Like, it really is actually has me.
Do you even know what I'm going to say?
Yeah. I know what you're going to say. You comes out.
What am I going to say?
You.
Yes, sir.
I know.
Season 3, baby.
You know why?
Did you ever finish season 2?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was not even close.
I got you hooked on that show 3 years ago.
I know.
You was like, couldn't stop watching.
I couldn't stop. But now you know what sucks, though? It's like, what? They freaking come out with it the week the hockey season starts. Like,
I know. Hey, I'm probably still going to binge watch it another day.
I'm not. I don't have time for that shit. I got stuff to do.
Hey, I can't wait, though.
I might not. You know what I'll probably do is I'll probably try to hold it off, and then I'll watch it during Olympic break. No, I'll be watching.
You're not going to not watch it for 3 months straight. There's no shot.
I don't know. We'll see. I gotta apologize up front. I've been like, yesterday I was like deathly ill.
Sound like you're dying over there.
Yeah, I was. I thought I was gonna die yesterday, and this morning.
Mix in some waters or something. Get that throat cleared up.
And this morning I wasn't feeling so hot either, and I'm feeling pretty good now. But boy, I don't sound real good. So, my apologies to the listener. I don't usually crackle and pop and cough and hack during shows, but tonight that's what you get. All right, Blake, on with the show here. We got lots of things to do. We got 10 crazy predictions from you, 10 crazy predictions from me. We're going to give you our predictions for our NHL awards, and then we're going to go around the league, talk about Canucks RFAs, the Sloppy Yotes, Archibald, and the Robin Lehner acquisitions. All right, Blake.
Hey, before we get going, did you change the intro music at the very start with the guitars?
Yeah, I'm changing it back. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, it kind of threw me off there for a second. I was like, this guy changed the intro?
Oh, yeah.
I like the old one better. Change it back.
Me too. It's on my notes to fix, man. One thing at a time, you know. Geez.
I'm just taking suggestions. Come on.
You know. All right, we're going to start it off right away, Blake. You hit the stage here. 10 crazy predictions. You're going to go 1 through 10 in no particular order. I don't give a shit what order you give them to
me. Are we doing 1, 1, 2, 2, or my name and 10?
You're going to do 10, and then I'm going to do 10. But we're going to talk about them a little bit. We're going to talk about each prediction just a little bit. Not too long, because we don't want this show to go on for, 4 hours. But some of them we might just laugh and go on to the next one, and some of them we might chat a little bit.
You want me to go first?
Yep, fire away.
My first one, Tyler Seguin scores 35-plus goals.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
Why not?
I think Dallas is really, really, really going to struggle this year.
Yes, but...
I do.
My thinking is here, the guy hardly played last year. He's going to have a massive chip on his shoulder. He's got something to prove this year. Dallas has got something to prove in itself to show that they're still a contender in that central division this year. And I think that Tyler Seguin is going to be a huge part of that.
Okay. We'll see.
Number 2, Freddie Anderson returns to form in Carolina.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. Like, I like Freddie Anderson. What do you mean returns to form? I thought he was good in Toronto. Did he have a fair streak?
Yeah, but he's had a couple rocky years. Not all his fault, but, I mean, he's had his health problems.
Yeah.
I'm thinking This guy is going to bounce back in a big way for Carolina. I think Toronto's going to be kicking himself in the ass for not signing him.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Toronto won't kick,
you know what
him,
I mean?
Kick
like,
himself in the ass.
I don't know.
No, I don't doubt that at all.
Number three here. Spencer Knight takes over the starting role a month into the season.
Okay, wait till you see my 10 crazy predictions. I'll definitely vouch for you on that one.
What do you think about that one? Is that even bold?
I'll ante up a little bit more on my first one, okay? So just you hold that thought, Blake. I agree.
Okay.
I agree. I'm anting it up on it, though, a little bit more. We'll get to it. You go ahead.
Moritz Seider will be a Calder finalist and have 40 points.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with that. I think he's awesome.
I think he's going to be a big part of Detroit moving forward.
Oh.
Number six, Carter Hart bounces back in his top five in Vezina voting.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Philly. And Blake, we're doing our prediction show next week for all the listeners, and I haven't done my predictions yet. I have a lot of it mentally in my head already, but I haven't put it down on paper yet. And you know, both of us will be doing that obviously this week because we're going to talk about it next week. But I see Philly, I'm in a much better place this year than last year, and I think there was a few teams that had, I don't know, you can make excuses all you want. Vancouver's awesome at it. You know, you're a master at it, but you can call it a COVID year. And I think you're going to see teams like Philly, and I think you're going to see teams like Vancouver, you know, maybe bounce back. But maybe to the same extent. But I think Carter Hart's completely.
I just feel like that Philly rebuilt their defensive core so much that Carter Hart's going to benefit so much from that.
I agree. I agree.
Okay. Number six? Is this number six?
Four, five. This is number five, Blake.
One, two, three, four. No, this is six. Okay, number six. Multiple GMs will be fired this year.
No. Now, after the year, I think so. I don't think you're going to...
There's two...
No.
Two GMs fired midseason.
Who?
And Brad Treliving is going to be one of them.
I don't see that happening.
If Calgary gets off to a rocky start, I think Brad Treliving gets fired because they just extended Sutter to a 2-year deal.
Sutter's got two more years.
That's what I just said.
He's got this year and next year.
Yeah, 2 years.
They're not going to fire him. Well, they may fire him at the end of this season, but
no,
I
don't. No, I'm saying Treliving, not Sutter.
Well, Sutter has the same length.
Yeah, and I think like if they start off, I think ownership's going to fire Treliving. Hey, it's a bold prediction, man.
No, I mean, I'm not attacking you. It could happen. I mean, I thought he escaped getting hacked last year a couple times. I'm not going to deny that he maybe shouldn't have been fired, but I'm also like in defense of him in a way because Calgary fans are eating him up right now, right? And they want his ass gone because he didn't make the big move this summer. Well, the thing is, you got to have someone to make the big move with, right? I mean, if he'd have went and given Buffalo what they wanted for Eichel, everybody had been like, "Oh, he's the greatest thing ever." And then this year, we'd have been like, "Well, we don't have any other freaking players to play with the guy that's not even playing because he's injured. What the hell did he make that move for?" So you know, these GMs are kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Could he get fired this year? Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm not saying it's a bad prediction.
And I'm thinking if Toronto doesn't get out of the first round, Kyle Dubas' ass is gone too.
I can guarantee you that.
That is a for sure. Like
I
that
guarantee
might be.
That's
you that. Not even bold to say because
no,
it's just gonna happen.
That's just gonna happen.
Okay, number seven. Alexi Lafreniere is a point per game player this year.
No.
I'm buying.
You've been beating his wagon, and last year, every time his topic came up, you just ducked in the weeds really quick.
But I ducked in the weeds last year, and I'm doubling down. I'm doubling down on this kid because I think he's gonna have a breakout year.
I think the Rangers are going to be much better this year.
Yeah, well, the Rangers, I don't know. I mean, they have some cap to make a splash for a Jack Eichel trade. I don't know. Maybe later off in the season.
Remember, if anybody makes a move for Jack Eichel, they are not going to reap the rewards this year at all.
Okay. That gets my next prediction.
Okay.
Jack Eichel sits out the whole season.
I agree.
I hate to say it. That would be terrible for the league.
It would suck. It would suck.
I just think that the way that Buffalo is handling this, they're going to just end up, he's going to get the surgery midway through the year, and he's just not going to be able to play.
Well, even if, okay, let's say they deal.
He's a fucking good player.
Let's say they deal him, like, at Christmas time, right? Let's just say
that. Or at the deadline, even.
Then he doesn't play all year because he's got to have surgery.
Yeah, I don't know. The Sabres are just screwing this kid over so bad.
Well, the Sabres are screwing more than this kid over. They're screwing themselves over.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to be able to reap the rewards of him. They're going to still have to pay him. And we're going to sit and we're going to do this.
They're going to pay him. They're going to pay him $10 million to sit in the press box.
Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense. Nobody's a winner in this.
No, there is no winner. No. It's on the Sabres. They're being ridiculous about it. Number 9, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, 50 points this year. Hey, I think he's going to bounce back. I do think he's going to bounce back. It's not even being biased. I just think that he's got a fresh start. He wants to be in Vancouver, and I think he's going to do great.
Blake.
Buddy, come on.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Hey.
There's no way, Blake, that
50 points.
No way. No way.
50 points. Okay, last prediction.
Okay.
John Tortorella is behind a bench midway through the season.
You know what's funny, Blake? We've been doing this for, this is our, you know what, we screwed up last week. We said that this was season 4. This is freaking season 5. We're so delusional. We missed the whole fucking year, Blake. We have a shortest off season we've ever dealt with. We missed a whole year. I listened to our episode over last week, and I'm like, we didn't just start season 4. We're starting season 5. Like, what are we doing? But I don't know. Every year when we do the 10 crazy predictions, you know, every single time, we always say something about John Tortorella. I had him fucking fired 1 year. You had him getting freaking hired 1 year. Like we all talk about him. I don't know. Every time we always go back to Tortorella.
Right,
you know,
do you think that he is hired maybe through the year?
I think he could be. By who? Vancouver. Vancouver.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. Maybe Chicago, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong because, you know, anything with Torts can happen, dude. Like, anything can.
Like, he took the year off last year, didn't coach. I don't know.
I like him on TV. You know who I really miss? I was just thinking about this the other day. I was on
Bruce Boudreau.
I love. Well, he's on in the mornings on NHL Radio. I love him.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's on NHL Radio in the mornings. I think it's Tuesday mornings. You know who I really, really miss, though?
Mike Babcock.
No. I miss Brian Burke on the radio.
Hmm.
God, yeah. I loved listening to him.
Yeah, he's going to be a big loss on Sportsnet.
Oh, I love living on the radio.
He was great on TV.
He had a radio hit every. I think it was Monday mornings on NHL Radio, and then he did the Calgary thing every Thursday or something. I loved listening to him. Like, he is such a straight shooter, and he's so, like, his hockey knowledge is freaking off the charts, and, like, I just love him. I'm going to miss him.
You ever read Burke's Law?
Yeah, it's awesome. One of my favorite books.
I got to get that book. Is it
it's great. It's awesome.
I'm going to buy that.
I'm not a huge reader. I cruise through that book.
I just don't have the patience to read a book. I honestly might just start, like, buying audiobooks and listening to them.
He has that audiobook. It's good.
Does he talk?
Yep, he does.
Is it him talking, though?
Yep.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, I might do that actually.
It's good.
You know, when you're in a car, a long drive, is play it.
That's what I do. I listen to Steve Dangle's book too. One time driving, I love audiobooks. When I drive, I listen to podcasts or audiobooks or radio. You know, like
radio. I might start doing that because I just don't have the patience to sit there and read. You know
it's
what
good.
I mean? It's like
it's good.
I don't know.
He does a really good job with it. I bought the book, I read the book, and I listened to the book.
Oh, really?
That's how much I liked it.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to look into that.
Are those your 10, Blake?
Yeah, that's my 10.
All right, buddy. My turn for my 10, and I'm going to have you laughing on a couple of them. I know I am. Let's fire it off right away. Number one, I'm doubling down on yours. Spencer Knight wins 30 games for the Florida Panthers this year.
I can see it, and if that happens, Florida is fucked.
No, they're happy. Cause they're
they can't buy Bobrovsky out for at least two more seasons.
That's all right. They'll figure something out. They want to win. They need to win. They will not be unhappy if that happens. They'll be like,
no, yeah. But it's just like, I think the ownership would be like, damn, like, now we got this $10.5 million goal, and we got this guy in an entry-level contract that's a stud. And in 2 years, if he keeps this up, we're going to have to pay him a big contract, too.
No, I know.
So,
I know.
And then pretty soon, you have a $15 million goalie tandem. It's like, oh my God.
Is that going to be the same thing in Vancouver when Tucker Poolman has a really good year? And they're going to be like, Jesus, we're still going to pay Oliver Ekman Lyson.
That's 4 years under contract at $2.5 million.
That's what I'm saying.
Relax.
All right. So you liked my first one, then?
Yeah, no, I can totally say. I don't even think that's that bold.
Okay, number two, oh, bold, 30 game wins for him. Oh my God!
I don't think he's a good goalie. He's a stud.
Oh, I'm all in on him. I'm all in on him. Like we're gonna talk about.
You are the biggest Florida Panthers fan this year.
You know what? We're gonna talk about award predictions later on in the show, and I almost penciled him in for Vezina. I almost did. Didn't, but I almost did. All right, prediction number two. Robin Lehner will not be the starting goalie from game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Vegas Golden Knights.
What do you mean?
He won't be the goalie.
So they're going to trade for a guy?
No. I don't know.
Who's their backup?
Laurent
Brossoit.
Yeah.
So you're saying Laurent Brossoit is going to be the starter by playoffs?
Him or somebody else, yeah.
I don't know about that, buddy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Number three. Players will still miss games due to COVID-19.
Yeah, I don't think that's that bold.
No, I don't either. I did that one, I was like, yeah, it was pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's...
But what I'm getting at is the teams that have the strongest depth are really going to...
Well, it's...
This year it's really going to pay off.
Yeah. I mean, it also helps that, 99% of the teams are vaccinated, right? There's only a couple teams that are relying on vaccinated players.
But that doesn't stop you from getting it.
Yeah, sure, but it lessens the risk a little bit.
Do we know that? Numbers in both countries haven't diminished since the vaccine at all. It might diminish the severity of it. That I will give you for sure. But numbers in either Canada or the U.S. haven't dropped at all. When vaccine rate went up, numbers didn't go down, unfortunately. Unfortunately. But it's lessened the hurt. Okay. On to the next one. I don't want to talk about that. I'm tired of talking about you like that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now you're going to... Yeah, I'm interested to see what you think of this one. Rookies will have a larger impact this year than any of the past 5 years. Caulfield, Pinto, Zegras, Newhook, Sider, Boldly, Perfetti. We're going to have more rookies to talk about this
year. Oh, Puck Bolden just died? Like, what's the deal with that?
He hasn't quite made it in there.
Oh, fuck. Get out of here.
I'm serious. Yeah, so I think this is going to be the year of the rookies. I really do. I think we're going to have more than five to talk about, where last year we really didn't have any to talk about.
Yeah, I was looking at the first round this year, right? And I was like, damn, like there's not going to be a first round pick that cracks the roster. You're like, when's the last time that's happened?
It's probably a good thing.
You think?
Yeah.
I think it's a kick in the nuts for the Buffalo Sabres to have Olton Power go back to school. Like, that sucks. Like, you want that kid.
Oh, you want, him to go to Buffalo and learn how to fucking lose?
No, okay, but
like, that would be. I would never.
Next year, though.
I would never. If the best thing that could happen to him is for him to stay as far away from Buffalo as he can right now.
Okay, well, I mean, he's going to lose this year and next year. What's the difference?
I'm sorry, the fans in Buffalo aren't going to go buy tickets for Olton Power right now. They're just not. They're so bad. There's so much problems there.
Yeah, I know.
Freaking, the Pope could be on right wing and Santa Claus at center, and people aren't fucking buying tickets.
That's tough, eh?
It's the truth. I hate to say that. It's the truth.
We're going to lose all our Buffalo Sabres fans now. Great. Good job.
I love, you know what, honestly, if you asked me, hey, you're not a Calgary Flames fan anymore, and you said, name me three teams that you would consider being top fans, it'd be the Winnipeg Jets, it'd be the New York Islanders, and it'd be the Buffalo Sabres. I've always had a soft spot for Buffalo. I went to a game there. I enjoyed it.
Not Carolina? You don't like Carolina?
Oh, no. Hey, and by the way, my Be Nice to Carolina tour is done.
Well, I mean, you're going to get death threats then again.
It wouldn't be the first time, huh?
Those might be heating up if you get on their bad side again.
They got mad at me. Jeez, I got some nasty shit.
Well, I mean, you pretty much said they're going to lose their hockey team. I'd be pretty pissed, too.
Well, the way they, some of the bonehead stuff their owner does? My God.
And then now they just said, here's the storm shirt. Suck on that, Brad.
Yeah. I would never sign a contract to play there. I'd be like, take your surge and shove it up your... All right, are you ready for my next one? What are we on, four for me here?
Yeah.
This one's bold, Blake. This one's really bold. And if this one comes true, I am going to make sure everybody knows that I predicted this. A team that has never won the Stanley Cup will win one this season.
Let me guess here. I'm put my thinking cap on here. So...
Oh, we can't get into predictions. We're talking next week, dude.
No, hold on. I'm trying to guess the teams that haven't won. So we got San Jose, Vegas, Seattle, obviously, Arizona.
It's not Arizona.
Nashville, Winnipeg, Columbus, Buffalo, Florida, Ottawa.
Ottawa's won a cup.
No, they have not.
They have
Vancouver.
Two.
Ottawa has not won a cup.
Bullshit.
The Ottawa Senators won a Stanley Cup.
Yes.
You fucking tell me when they won a cup.
Like 1918.
What?
I'm pretty sure the Ottawa Senators have won a Stanley Cup.
Are you on crack?
I told you I've had a lot of cold medicine.
Dude.
What?
The Ottawa Senators have been to one Stanley Cup.
You're not right. They were the champions in 1921, 23, and 27.
Bro, that doesn't count.
Why? They won a freaking Stanley Cup.
They got awarded a new franchise in 1992.
I didn't say new franchise.
None of that before counts. No.
I didn't know. No. Okay.
That does not count.
Okay, well, good, because then it'll help my prediction.
Okay, then Vancouver has a championship from the Vancouver Millionaires in 1918.
Okay.
Throw off.
Good point. Brad. All right, Blake. All right, Brad. All right, all right.
So, back to my point. So, 16 teams haven't won a cup. So, you went out on a pretty good limb there, Brad. Half the league hasn't won a cup.
All right.
That's not that bold.
Okay.
That's not that bold. So you got more than a 50% chance of getting that right.
Yeah, but a lot of those teams are awful.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That's a good point.
All right, next prediction, so you can rip this prediction all apart.
Jesus.
There are 10 crazy predictions, like, fucking hey, dude.
Can't believe you tried to tell me that Ottawa had a franchise back then.
They did.
That doesn't count.
They did. No. The Ottawa Senators.
They got awarded an NHL franchise in 1992.
Re-awarded.
That doesn't count.
Jesus. Okay, Cale Makar will lead defenseman in points and will also be in the top 10 overall in points.
Okay, repeat that.
Kale McCarr.
Leads defense in points and top 10 in all points?
Yeah.
Do you have the balls to say that he's a Hart finalist?
No, not yet.
Oh, you were thinking about it,
though. I will say this, though. If Colorado plays in the Stanley Cup Finals, he's got a 50-50 chance of winning MVP. Conn Smythe.
I'll buy what you're selling.
Okay.
Could happen. I could see the leading defenseman in points. I don't know about top 10 in league scoring. That might be a little too bold for me.
Well, I'm told you that my predictions are bold. Not as bold as Tortorella getting re-signed.
I still can't believe we skipped over a year of our show. That's kind of...
God, we forgot a whole year. That might be the year you said...
It was a shitty year. If there is a season that we want to scrap out, it's season 4.
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
We had shitty internet.
Did everything that went shitty.
Internet, COVID, canceled games. It was awful.
It's awful. All right. Number 6. You're going to love this one. You're going to laugh. Doubling down on something else I've made a mistake on in my life.
I doubled down and you ripped me, so let's see what happens.
The Kraken will not, I promise, will not have the same success, not even close to what the Vegas Golden Knights did.
Oh, you're really protecting yourself with that one, eh? Oh, my
God. You like that one?
All right. I mean, I just think you're trying to be funny there. That's not really bold because, I mean, you and I both know that they're not very good on paper. So.
Well, we said that about Vegas too, right?
They kind of rallied around a tragedy, though.
Well.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a hell of a lot of rallying. Those 82 rallies that we didn't think were going to happen.
I know.
Okay. 3 more to go, right, buddy?
Yep.
The Olympics will be more harm to the National Hockey League than good. And I mean injuries, poor television ratings, fan restrictions. You can't even have fans over there. It's also going to cause a reversal of success. I think teams that maybe were really good prior to the break might struggle coming out of the break. It's going to be like a whole new season, and I don't think it's healthy for the league.
Yeah, but on one side of things, the players really want this, so, I mean, I don't think the NHL really has a choice.
Well, they do have a choice, Blake.
Choose not to go, but then that creates a rift between the players and the PA, or the PA and the league. So, like, I don't think they
just
want
to. I'm not saying I want a rift between either one either, but I'm just saying I wonder what the players' response is when they get back, when their families don't get to go with them, and when, I don't know, I just don't think it's going to be as electrifying as if it was in Vancouver, let's say.
Yeah. Yeah, the Olympics are definitely better when they're in North America. There's no denying that. I mean, you're in the same time zones. It's a packed building. Like, there wasn't a better time than the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver. It was amazing.
But even going back to, you know, there's been some in the States too that have been really, really good too. So, but the Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean, like Salt Lake comes to mind in 1980.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I wasn't alive. But
no,
I mean,
1980 was Lake Placid.
Lake
Salt
Placid,
Lake was 84. No,
Salt Lake. 90. 02.
I said 02? Yeah.
Yeah, 02. Yeah.
Okay, I got.
Yeah, Salt Lake.
Speaking of two, Blake, I got two more crazy predictions.
Yeah.
You want crazy one number one or crazy number two? I got two left.
Oh, I guess we'll go with number one.
Jake Allen wins more games for the Montreal Canadiens this year than Carey Price.
Depends how many games Price misses. I don't know. I'm not with you on that one. I don't know about that, buddy.
Well, we'll see, huh? Kind of like it, though?
I don't think that's that bold. I mean, Price is going to miss time.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Last one. Two UFA signings will struggle to make fan bases happy. Coleman in Calgary and Hyman in Edmonton will have a difficult time with fan bases playing up to the salary they received in what is a role player role.
I think fans are going to love Hyman in Edmonton. He's the perfect player for McDavid. He's going to go fetch loose pucks from McDavid and Draisaitl. And
on paper, it's perfect, but I wonder.
We'll
I wonder
see.
How it translates.
I think he'll be fine. But Coleman, that's another story. They gave him a lot of money. A lot of term. I know you didn't like it when they signed him, but, I mean, he's there's not very many guys in that locker room that have two Stanley Cup rings, so.
There's zero, Blake. There's fucking zero.
Zero. So, yeah, leadership, winning ability, and he's a damn good player. Both those guys are fantastic players, so we'll see what happens.
All right, up next, NHL award predictions. All right, Blake, time to talk about awards. Predictions, mm-hmm. predictions. Let's go one by one. I'll tell you the award. You give me your pick. I'll give you mine, and we'll hash it out a little bit. Start at the top, man. Top scorer, Rocket Richard. Who do you got?
Well, I've been pumping this guy's tires for the last 4 years.
Louis Erickson?
Saying that he's going to break Wayne Gretzky's record.
Oh, my God.
Going to go with the old man Ovi, baby. Still got it. He's gonna score, I'm going to say, 45 to 50 goals this year.
All right.
Who are you going with?
Austin Matthews.
Oh, you should have went with Patrick Laine, because he's better than Austin Matthews. Remember when you said that?
You wait. What if he wins? I'll never let you live it down, dude.
Remember when we had a 20-minute debate on that?
Yeah.
In season one of the debate?
Yeah.
Man. How dumb do you sound now? Yeah, there's a lot of times where I sounded pretty damn dumb, too.
I heard New Jersey Devils going to the playoffs 2 years ago. Edmonton Oilers winning the Cup 4 years ago. Yeah. Oof. Break out the Blake prediction.
I mean, that is up there among your worst. That and Vegas missed the playoffs midway through the year.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I got Ovi. Who do you got?
I just said Matthews.
Yeah. Yep. Two pretty safe bets.
Jack Adams, top coach. Who do you got?
I got Jared Bednar.
That's exactly who I put.
Yeah, I got. I think that we're gonna get into predictions later, but I think that I'll give you a little sneak peek here. I think Colorado is gonna win the President's Trophy.
Yeah, you're jumping ahead a week here, dude. You're jumping ahead.
I know. A little sneak peek. What's up next here?
Calder Memorial Trophy top rookie. Who do you have?
I was torn between Trevor Zegras and Cole Caulfield, and I went with Trevor Zegras.
I agree with you on that. I don't have him picked, but I think Zegras will be better than –
Zegras is such a dynamic player. He's more physical than Caulfield. He's bigger than Caulfield. He plays the center position. More important to his team, and I think he's going to have a great year. The Ducks have a really good young core. They're still a few years away, obviously, but Zegras is going to be a good player for many years to come.
Oh, he's going to be amazing. You're going to maybe shake your head when you hear who I picked. That's probably would have been an option. It'd been probably a really good option.
You picked him to win 30 damn games. You should be your rookie of the year.
I know.
Spencer Knight wins 30 games, he's winning the Calder.
You're right. So you
have to take Spencer Knight then.
Well, I should have, but I didn't. I said somebody else here, and because I didn't think of Spencer Knight. I picked Shane Pinto, Ottawa Senators.
Oh, that's bias.
Why?
Because he's just playing North Dakota here. That's a little biased, buddy.
No, it's not. I really think he's going to be given the opportunity to really put up big numbers.
So you got him in the top six in Ottawa?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do. Yep. I think this kid is going to explode.
How has he done in the preseason? Let me check.
I don't know. I know I was listening to Toronto radio the other day, and he was mentioned and talked about as being a guy that's going to be a big gun for Ottawa.
Shane Pinto. What's going on here? Oh, went too far here.
I don't know. I like his style. I think he's got the scoring touch. In college, he was flat out amazing.
Like last year, he had 7 points in 12 games.
I know.
They don't keep track of preseason stats.
No, I don't think they do. I haven't seen anything this year in preseason stats.
That's weird.
Which is good.
Yeah,
probably.
That's weird. Probably. Yeah, but yeah, like I said, 7 points, 12 games last year. So small sample size, but I mean, he did produce when he got the chance. So
that's pretty good. Let's roll on into the Hart Memorial Trophy MVP. Who do you have?
The Hart Trophy?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Nathan MacKinnon.
That's exactly who I picked. Crazy.
Yeah, we can't be the same. We're supposed to debate.
I
you're copying me again.
No, how would I know what you picked? If I would have known you picked that, I would have picked different.
Yeah, no, I think that Nathan MacKinnon, I mean, the easy answer here could have been Connor McDavid, but, like, I think that...
how many years in a row can you do it? No,
I know. Like Nathan MacKinnon has to have a crazy year, though, to win the Hart.
Nathan McKinnon's probably not going to have as many points, but I do believe he's way more important. I just do.
Yeah, no, I can... You take Nathan MacKinnon... I don't know, dude. If you take McDavid out of the Oilers lineup, they're not even making the playoffs.
You're probably right.
You take McKinnon out of Colorado, they probably still get the 2 seed.
Probably.
Because they're that good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not arguing that with you. That's right.
I don't know. Legit.
Norris Trophy top defenseman.
Oh, shit. I knew I was forgetting one. I was looking at this list.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard to come up with on the top of your head.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll take Cale Makar.
That's who I picked. I thought about...
I was looking at it. I'm like, I'm missing an award. I couldn't figure out what it was, and it was Norris.
Makar
would have been my pick.
I thought about Victor Hedman. But I just think Makar is going to have such a good year. I think Colorado as a whole is going to have such a good year. That's who I got.
Yeah, I agree.
Vezina Trophy.
I'm going to stick with Colorado, Darcy Kemper.
I love Darcy Kemper. I love him. I think he's great. He's going to be the key. He's going to be the key that gets Colorado over the hump this year. I didn't pick him.
Yeah, he very well might because, I mean, I am going to be fascinated to see how Philip Grubauer does in Seattle. It was a really good system in Colorado that inflated his stats to be good. He's going to go to a decor in Seattle and a forward group that's not as deep. I'm really fascinated to see what his numbers do look like this year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You want my Vezina Trophy?
Who is it?
Jacob Marks from Calgary.
Maybe.
And I'm not even telling you Calgary's going to be that great, but I think he's going to have a bounce back year.
Yeah, he's got to stay healthy, though.
Yeah, so does all of them. So does everybody in our list, Blake.
I know.
So does everybody in our list.
Yep, I know. I'm with you there.
Ross. I thought you were going to totally thrash the shit out of me for that.
No, I love Markstrom, man. He played 5 years for the Canucks, and if he stays healthy, he has proven that he can be a top-five goalie in the league. He's just got to stay healthy, right?
Yeah.
Last year, he missed a little time, and honestly, I think Calgary fucking burned him out last year.
No, he got hurt. He got hurt in that Vancouver game when he came out to play the puck, and he was never...
Yeah, I know he got hurt, but then he still started like 13 straight damn games.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, he wants to play every single game, but, I mean, I don't like Calgary's backup goalie.
I love him.
He hasn't looked, He hasn't looked very good in preseason.
Have you watched the games, dude? He's looked very good.
Well, I just watched the game.
What game did you watch?
You talking about that Vladar guy?
Yeah. What game did you watch? Because I've watched him play four times, and he was good three and a half of them.
One game he let in like four goals?
No, he didn't let in four goals.
Who am I thinking
he
of?
He let in two goals, and then the other goalie, Werner, let in two.
Oh, maybe. Okay, I didn't know they changed the goalie then. Okay.
He's been very, very good. And that was in the first game of the year where everybody was, the whole team looked like they were freaking, looked like squirts out there.
Okay, yeah, maybe I just misunderstood. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, let's go around the league. I only got four things to talk about, but we'll have to cruise through them here because we still got three questions and a little trivia for you, too. So, RFA sign in Vancouver. The Canucks agree to terms. Oh, boy. The Canucks agree to terms with Elias Pettersson. 3-year deal worth $7.35 a year. And Quinn Hughes, a 6-year deal worth $7.85 annually. Surprises and your thoughts on that?
No. I'm just happy that these deals are done. You know, I was getting a little worried that these guys weren't going to be signed on time. But, I mean, they did exactly what I told you they were going to do. I told you that they're going to...
Here we go again.
Hold on. Go back and replay the clip. I said they're going to try... I said I would sign Pettersson to a 3-year deal and Hughes to an 8. And you said, oh, I don't know about that. Oh, I don't know about that. It's exactly what they did. They signed Hughes long-term 6-year deal. Very good AAV. I think he's going to outperform that contract. 7.8. It's going to be a steal in like 2-3 years. And he's going to be playing well over his value. And Pettersson...
He was junk last year.
Oh, fuck. Everybody was junk on the Canucks last year. Give it a rest. Pettersson signs a 3-year deal. 7.3 AAV. He's going to have a massive chip on his shoulder this year. Yeah, the Canucks are going to have to pony up for him after this 3 years, but think about it. You got to think about it this way, Brad. Okay? So, looking at the Canucks cap and their contracts, okay? So, you have to stagger out when everybody expires, okay? So, you got Brock Besser, who is an RFA next season, okay? You got Bo Horvat and JT Miller the year after that. They just locked up Connor Garland, who expires in 2026. Okay.
Do you think there was any hard time out for one second? Do you think there was any hard feelings that they took care of getting Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Connor Garland before getting Pettersson and Hughes locked up?
I don't think so. I think that they wanted to show those two that they're building something in Vancouver. They're getting pieces for these two so they can see that they're committed to the process and that they're going to be a part of this process too. So, like I said, you gotta stagger your contracts. So, I mean, Horvat and Miller expire in 2 years. Pettersson the year after that. Dickinson and Pearson also expire that year. So,
you're not going to worry about Dickinson and Pearson.
No, but I'm saying like he's making 3.25. So, you just gotta stagger out your contracts. You gotta be smart. You can't have everybody expiring at the same year because that's how you create problems. I mean, I think Jim Benning has done a hell of a job. Like I mentioned, his UFA signings track record hasn't been the greatest with Tyler Myers and Louis Erickson, among other bad contracts, but I'll give him credit for this. The Thatcher Demko signing, Brock Besser, Connor Garland, Bo Horvat, now Hughes and Pettersson, they got them all in the 4.9 to 7.8 range. Five really good value contracts, all for three to 6 years. The Canucks have a great young core, and it was a very important task that is off Jim Benning's shoulders now, and it's time to play for real now. It's time to get going.
Yeah, I thought they were fairly good signings. I thought it was fine. I mean,
they played hardball with both of them. A little risky, but I mean, I think the Canucks are happy with both AAVs. I told you it would take around $15 million to get them signed, and that's what it came up to. I think it was 15.2, and you got Pedersen locked up for three, and Hughes locked up till six. So they bought 2 years of UFA years from Hughes. He'll be UFA at 27, 28, whenever his birthday is, and then at the end of Pedersen's deal, he is still an RFA. So then they have another opportunity to then sign to a longer term deal. I think that Pedersen wants to stay in Vancouver. He wants to be the face of the franchise, and I think this was the smartest route for that happening.
So is this a giant win for the Canucks?
I think it is. I mean, anytime you can sign these two without them missing time and missing season, and the beauty thing about it is there's still three preseason games left for them to play and get them up to speed and get them skating and stuff. So they don't miss time. The Canucks need these guys in the lineup, and I think it's great for the Canucks.
Time will tell, but yeah, definitely good to get those guys in camp.
The hell is going on with Brady Tkachuk, though? What's the holdup with that?
I think it's going to be a while.
I think that with the Pedersen and Hughes deal, remember when I said that once training camp starts and they start playing preseason games, they're going to start and getting edgy and saying to their agents, like, okay, let's get this thing done? That's not happening with Brady Tkachuk. I mean, the Pedersen and Hughes, like, there was rumblings. I think it was, when did they sign? They signed on Wednesday?
I think I heard on Saturday that they were flying back to Vancouver.
They were flying back, but, I mean, the rumors started to pick up. The Heat started to pick up on Darren Dreger talked about on Tuesday, and then they were signed Wednesday. Like, it happened pretty quickly. We haven't seen that much heard that much news on Brady Tkachuk, which, if I'm an Ottawa Senators fan, I'm little damn concerned.
Yeah, but if you're an Ottawa Senators fan, that's just one thing to be concerned of many.
Right. I mean, but they have such a good young core.
I love their core.
Good young players.
I love their core.
They didn't need it. They need a goalie. I'm not very high on Matt Murray, as we've talked about, but.
It's horrid.
I don't know. Horrid. I don't know. But, I mean, he might miss a little bit of time, but like, what do you think his contract looks like? Like, do you have a contract comparable for him?
6 years, 9.25.
So, the Gabriel Landeskog deal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my comparable. But I don't think Ottawa wants to give him that. I think Ottawa wants to go 7.5. I'm afraid they're I'm afraid they're a little under $2 million apart.
Yeah.
All right. The Arizona Coyotes eliminate player dress code. And you probably like this.
It was funny. I sent a text to Seth Hagen. I said, "Brad is gonna hate this when we talk."
No, I love that it's Arizona. I love that it's Arizona because everything with that whole team is so fucked up that you might as well add this to the list of fucked up things in Arizona.
I knew you were gonna get fired up about this. I don't know. I mean,
when you got a clown for an owner,
of course it's Arizona to do something like that.
Yeah, no shit. When you got a clown for an owner, everything is rinky dink.
Hey, Louis Erickson becomes the face of the franchise, and everything just goes to shit.
God, I just saw that. I'm like,
he might be the next captain. He scored 3 goals in preseason.
He's lighting it up. Him and James Neal. Okay, Edmonton Oilers Josh Archibald put on long term IR after
he's got a heart condition because of COVID, right?
After a bout with COVID and this last summer, he's got the heart condition myocarditis.
Good.
The only reason I brought this up, not that I don't worry about him and I want to make sure he's healthy and everything, but Sportsnet should be ashamed of themselves.
Why?
They freaking crucified him. Fucking crucified him for not getting the shot. Didn't know any reasons, didn't know nothing. Shut your mouth. You don't know the facts. Let people have their own damn decisions. And Sportsnet looks like a bunch of buffoons, and I usually talk well about Sportsnet because I love that company and I love their broadcast, but the way they've handled this is outrageous. And they should be ashamed of themselves. And this is proof positive. You should shut your mouth. Another guy that should shut his mouth is Robin Lehner. We'll roll on into that topic.
Hey, very serious accusations on Alex Vigneault.
And big shocker, Blake, he's backpedaling now. funny how that works, right? It's just funny how that works.
I don't know.
So what's your thoughts on this? Like, seriously.
I mean, Robin Lehner is definitely not afraid to speak his mind.
And I'm fine with that.
We all know that he's got his mental health issues, and he's not afraid to be open about that, which is great.
That's great.
But, I mean, when you're going down that direction and you're making that serious of accusations about coaches giving
naming coaches
Ambien and I like I don't
benzodiazepines. Benzodiazepines.
I've never ever taken those pills. I don't know what like how that affects you or what the effects are of that.
Those I believe are sleep pills.
Well, yeah, the Ambien is a sleep pill, but I'm saying I don't have any experience of doing that stuff, so like I can't really comment on it, but like it's pretty odd, like the painkillers and whatnot. There's been documentaries on them, and there's been documentaries on the Ambien.
I could almost guarantee that coaches aren't handing these out.
But hold on retired players. Retired players have come out and talked in these documentaries, and they've written articles, and they've written books about it. It's never ever been from an active NHL player, and that's why I think the league was quickly to react and say, Gary Bettman say like we got to talk about this because that is going to be an interesting conversation between Gary Bettman and Rob Lehner.
So let me
he's either going to say give me some evidence or B shut the fuck up about this.
Yeah.
It's going to be what he's going to tell him.
Well, and here's the deal. Here's what I got two thoughts on this. It's crazy how he starts backpedaling the next day after he names out Elaine Vigneault. I guarantee lawyers were on the phone saying, I'd watch what you say because we will be suing your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, Lehner's backpedaling.
Well, I haven't read his tweets from yesterday, so I'll have to go on and check.
I'm a little bit puzzled here. I'm a little bit puzzled for him making accusations like this. The timing is really odd. Just like with the old Akeem Alou 4 years or 10 years later on Bill Peters, which, by the way, the NHL investigated that. Did we ever hear any findings on that?
On what, sorry?
On Bill Peters. Have we ever heard the NHL's findings on it?
Oh, like why he got fired?
He did get fired. He resigned. But the NHL was going to investigate, right? Did we ever hear a finding on it?
No, I don't think we did.
Never did. It's talked about all the time.
So what are you telling me, that Robin Lehner is going to get canceled and kicked out of the league?
No, I'm not saying that at all. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying the NHL is just going to under the rug.
Sweep it under the rug?
No.
They're
going to find out if there's truth to this. But you know what? The NHL, if they would have handled the Bill Peters thing correctly, they would have came out with a report of the findings, right?
Right.
But when Bill Peters was out of the picture, we don't need to figure out the findings. Right?
Right.
I'm interested to see how this plays out.
How do you talk about that?
I'm interested to see how this plays out. Now, if I find out this isn't true, then what happens to Robin Lehner?
What if this is true? What's going to happen?
It happens in other leagues, too. Do you think this is an isolated hockey thing? Hell no.
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
But
for him
I said, we've never had any active players talk about this on social media like this.
No.
That's the only difference. We haven't seen like a prominent player in any sports league come out and make accusations like this when they're actually playing in league. Like I said, there's been a lot of retired players. Ryan Kessler talked about the painkiller stuff and how he was in a documentary at TSN about it. I remember reading about that, but never an active player. That's why this is like, I was on my way home from Penticton.
If it's true, then something needs to be done. But if he's naming names and he's shooting from the hip on this, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, if he is lying about this, it would just crush his character.
Wouldn't it not?
It 100% would, but
I hope he's not.
If this is true.
What reason would he have to lie? No.
No?
How? For what?
If AV is found guilty of doing that.
He's found guilty where? In court? He's not going to court. Like, what? Found guilty by who? It's not a trial.
No, I know, but, like, if the league calls up AV and presses them about this and they do investigation and found out, like, that he prescribed these pills to his players, you don't think anything is going to happen to him?
I don't know. He can just say, well, they do it in Carolina, they do it in New York Islanders, they do da-da-da-da-da-da-da, then where it would stop.
And that's going to be a shit show.
Because...
all because Robin Lehner wanted to run his mouth on Twitter.
There you go.
I don't know.
I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, like, I always question timing. I don't understand the timing.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand. Anyways, are you ready for three questions, Blake?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
It's time for three questions.
Time for the favorite part of the show where I ask Blake three questions. Last week he fired three at me. My turn this week to fire three questions at him. Blake, question number one. How much importance do you put on a team's success in the preseason?
You know, it really depends how much roster turnover you have. I feel like if you have a lot of roster turnover, you're going to want to have a good camp, a good preseason to create that chemistry. You probably want to work on your power play a little bit more than not. You want to make sure you have all your defensive systems down. I think a lot of teams that struggled out of the gate last year would have benefited from a longer training camp and more of a preseason. I think the preseason is a little too long. I feel like it could be a little bit less games. But, like I said, I don't think the results matter that much. It's more the little details, make sure you're playing in your systems. I don't think the wins really matter. But as long as your power play is clicking going into the regular season, I think that's really all that matters.
Yeah, you're on the same page as me. Damn it. What the hell? We're starting to agree too much here. Question number two. Do you want your favorite team to play their big rival the first game of the season?
Who is the Canucks' big rival? Seattle now?
Calgary.
Well, it's Seattle, but like they're opening up against Minnesota.
Like I don't know how I feel. We're opening against Edmonton, and that's part of the
reason. That used to be a rivalry back in the Northwest Division for sure, but like. But,
so like
yeah, oh like 05, 04.
So, like I want my I'm so mixed on this. Like I want my team to play their rival the first game if I know they win. But if I don't want to lose, you know what I mean? Like I'd almost rather play the Ducks in game one.
Battle of Alberta right out of the gate, can't get better than that.
I don't know. I'll let you know on that Saturday night if I like it or not.
Yeah, that's
you guys play Thursday night.
You play Edmonton first.
Yeah, you play Edmonton.
Our home opener is against Minnesota. Our season
The season's 5 days old before Calgary even gets a game. Oh, bullshit.
But they got a bye week?
No. The season opens on Tuesday, and Calgary doesn't play their first game until Saturday.
The 13th, right?
16th.
Oh, so yeah, we play on the 13th.
Season starts the 12th, and we play the 16th.
Gotcha.
Okay, question number three. Arizona has went back to their original logo, per se. What other team would you like to see revert back to an older logo?
Oh, fuck, the Canucks?
Me too.
In a heartbeat.
The skate one.
It is a crime that logo is not back.
I love that logo.
You know how many jersey sales you would sell?
Oh, I love that
Bring
logo.
Bring back the white skate, the Pavel Bure in 1994 buzzing around out there like, hello, whoever is in charge needs to get fired.
I thought you were going to say the Islanders bring back the fishermen.
Why this hasn't happened
joking.
In Vancouver?
I'm joking.
Wow.
What
is going on?
The Vancouver one.
I wouldn't
one.
Mind if the Oilers brought back that oil logo too.
The drop?
Yeah.
No,
with like the gear, the gear on it.
The Oilers need. You know what the Oilers need to use?
To bring back the blues.
They need to freaking wear their blues and their whites. Like, what is this orange shit?
Okay, no. Specifically, the bright blue, not this navy blue.
No. The Gretzky blue.
Yeah, Gretzky blue. Yeah, that's a good way.
What
to
else
it.
Do you call it, man? It's a Gretzky blue.
But yeah, right. The Canucks. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
I don't know. I got no listener question this week, so I got a trivia question for you, Blake, and it's a good one.
Remember, this better not be no fucking are we smarter than a fifth grader.
No, we might do that again this year just so that people can watch Blake struggle. What active player has the most career hat tricks?
I feel like this is an easy one. Is it Ovechkin?
You got it. You got it, Blake.
You gotta break that goal record, baby.
I'm gonna read off the top 10, okay? Because I want you to hear this.
Okay.
Number 2 is Eric Staal.
Hmm.
Number 3 is Evgeny Malkin. Number 4 is Sidney Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 is John Tavares. Mm-hmm. Number 6 is David Pastrnak.
Wow.
Number 7 is Corey Perry. Number 8, Steven Stamkos. Number 9, Connor McDavid.
Really?
Yep. And number 10, Blake, is Mr. Patrick Laine. I didn't see Austin Matthews on there.
Yes, I had to throw that one in there.
I didn't see Austin Matthews on there, my friend.
Yeah, sorry. Austin Matthews too busy scoring 50 goals.
Another episode in the books. Yeah, hockey fans, we are back next week with what I think is our favorite show of the year. It's predictions time. Blake and I usually make fools out of ourselves. Blake, especially. Oilers winning the Cup, Devils making the playoffs. Oh, God, what do we have in store next week as we break down all the divisions, all the conferences, and tell you who we think is going to win the Stanley Cup this year? Check out the YouTube videos on Inside Edge Hockey Media Group. Get on over to Apple Podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, do all that stuff, and check us out on debatehockey.com. Enjoy this week's hockey action. We're talking back at you next week. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey, and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars_Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at debatehockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.